Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now that we have finished studying the Amatya Karaka in different Navamsha, the 12 of them, let us do some career case studies for Amatya Karaka, because unless we do some case studies, unless we implement and study the Amatya Karaka from the perspective of charts, actual charts or virtual charts, we won't know how it is applied or what it really means, isn't it? It's like trying to understand physics without applying it in a lab. You have to test this out on charts. So as much charts as you can get your hands on, practice these principles. If you have queries, you can leave it as comments in the comment box. But please take time to understand these principles first. All the series on Amatya Karaka and in Navamsha playlist, uncover all of that first. Study the basic principles and then come to this career case studies. Right, let's get into it. What are the six principles or six aspects I have taken into consideration in career case studies of Amatya Karaka? Number one, we are going to study Amatya Karaka in D1 and D9 charts. Both, that is to say, your natal as well as your Navamsha chart, we shall study how the position of Amatya Karaka goes. Number two, we shall study the relations to the Atma Karaka in both, your soul significator, yourself, Atma Karaka. And podcasts are already covered on Atma Karaka, you might want to go through that. What is your soul relationship with your profession? Is it helping? Is there someone helping in your profession? Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka relationship in both D1 and D9 also we shall cover. Number three, the placement in houses and signs in both natal as well as Navamsha charts. That will also be covered. Because where the houses are playing in the natal and where it moves to in Navamsha is significant, isn't it? And also the sign, because the qualities of the sign carries to both Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka. Number four, types, progress, challenges and successes in career, because we are focusing in these career case studies only. So we will deal with focal point as Amadhya Karaka, and we will study Atma Karaka with respect to Amadhya Karaka. All right. Number 5, we will also try to borrow some hints from nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart, because that's the physical manifestation. Yes, I already spoke of this. You might want to go through previous ones. Natal chart is your physical manifestation of reality. Navamsha is your internal self and all things going forward in your life. Essentially, when a soul is born, the way we apply Vedic astrology is from birth till the time you're 30 years old, till the time Saturn matures in a chart. What happens is you are acting more like only the physical manifestation, because you are pretty much in the hands of others. After 30 years, really it matures, and then the aspects of Navamsha kick in. So Navamsha literally is going forward in your life, the fortunes of your life. Yeah, this is the way also it is interpreted. So we shall try to borrow some nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart also. Now, nakshatras are already covered extensively in the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology playlist. Number 6, and very important point, I needed some charts to study here as a part of this exercise. And so what I have done is I have considered case studies. This entire case studies is for Gen Z, just like I did for Nakshatra Pada. Gen Z meaning 1998 onwards, who are born from 1998 onwards. Yes, you can Google it if you want. All case studies are of Gen Z kids. Names are all virtual, really. I have just stuck in virtual names. Names don't mean anything. They are random charts of Gen Z generation, starting from the year 2000 for Amadhya Karaka. Let us begin. Before we begin the actual case studies, it is important for you to remember some rules in the Jaimini system of evaluation in astrology, which is very different to the Parashara system. Jaimini, first of all, focuses on Rashi Drishti, that means the sign aspects. Which sign is aspecting which sign? Aries is aspecting Leo, for example, like that. The sign aspects, these are not planetary aspects, which sign aspects it? So let's go through these 8 rules listed there on the screen. Number 1, Rashi Drishti. Every movable sign aspects all fixed signs except the one right next to it. Keep this rule book in your thing. You can take screenshots if you wish. Every fixed sign aspects all movable signs except the one right next to it. So, movable aspects fixed except the one next to it. Fixed aspects all movable except the one next to it. Every dual sign aspects all other dual signs only. Okay. Then there is the Graha Drishti, that is a planetary vision. The planetary vision says Jaimini primarily uses Rashi Drishti, but planets inherit the aspect of the sign they sit in. So planets sitting in movable sign will aspect all other planets which are in fixed signs except the one next to it. Apply the same principle to all the first three rules. So planets essentially sitting in movable, fixed or dual sign, because Jaimini is based only on sign astrology, not so much on planets. Planets will automatically inherit everything about the sign. This applies to all planets, including Rahu and Ketu. So as we shall see going further into the case studies, you will see that sometimes or many times in a chart, Rahu and Ketu both end up aspecting a particular planet. Because even though Rahu and Ketu are on opposite sides of every chart, but based on this kind of an analysis, based on Rashi Drishti, they both might end up aspecting a planet, and we shall see that in case studies. Some special considerations to see. Point number 6, Jaimini focuses on sign to sign influence, not degrees. Even if planets are far apart within the Rashi, they still aspect through Rashi Drishti. The same thing which I spoke of earlier. The only thing angles or degrees is considered is from Atma Karaka to Dhara Karaka. The 7 Karakas is based on angle. what is your Atmakaraka, what is your Amadhyakaraka, what is your Bhratrikaraka, and so on. That considers the angle, but the sign-to-sign influence is very dominant here. Even if one is sitting in 12th house and one is sitting in 3rd house, for example, if the signs are influencing, the planets in those signs also are influencing one another. See, all this gets very complex unless we do some case studies, isn't it? So we shall do that from now on. 7th point, unlike the Parashari system, Gemini does not use special aspects like Saturn's 3rd or 10th position or Jupiter's 5th or 9th position. Those are Parashara rules. Gemini system does not use these rules of aspecting. It only considers sign aspect and planets therefore placed in those signs. Aspects, last rule, number 8, aspects are applied heavily in Charadasha analysis. If you want to do your predictive analysis, they interpret again based on this sign and interpreting the Karaka planets, Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and so on, all the 7 Karakas of Gemini. So we shall do analysis this way going forward. Let us begin. Let's take the next case study for Emily. This is another virtual Gen Z girl who is in her 20-somethings now. All kids born after 1998 are all part of Gen Z. Yeah? So this is the second one, and I have already done a Nakshatra Pada analysis for her using AI. So you might go through that later. Same chart, so that you have a correlational ability of seeing how Gemini system plays out, and on the other hand, how Nakshatra Pada system plays out. And what's the correlation between the two? Is there some commonality between these two systems? Remember, results should be the same, doesn't matter which system you use. So, natal chart of Emily is right there on the screen. Saturn is the second highest degree, therefore becomes the Amartya Karaka. And in Emily's case, she is a Virgo ascendant, and 10th house also has Gemini. So Lord of the 1st and Lord of the 10th is the same in all Virgo cases in natal chart. So Mercury becomes a very dominant planet for Virgo ascendants in the natal, isn't it? Because the physical manifestation depends upon the placement and the strength of Mercury, Lord of 1st, Lord of 10th. So all their life typically becomes about career. How and what is a different matter, but just remember this as a general rule. Always look at the ascendant sign, as Gemini system gives more importance to the sign placement, aspecting the signs. Not so much the planets. Planets are just something which are deposited in the sign. Alright, so Mercury in her case also becomes her Atmakaraka or the soul significator, which means to say she is very determined in her soul path about work and about herself. Sort of an individual which defines her personality through her work, you might say. Next we should see Saturn placement, Amartya Karaka placement. Amartya Karaka is in the 8th house conjunct Jupiter and Mars. So something that tells me here, 8th house is investigation. Saturn and Mars gives technical investigation, with Jupiter gives research ability in investigation like law enforcement and so on. This could be one career path. Now, how is it related to the Atma Karaka? In her case, it is being aspected by Atmakaraka, Mercury. Mercury is her Atmakaraka, as you can see in the table down. So Mercury in Aquarius, conjunct moon, is aspecting all these 3 planets. So it becomes a rich combination of driving energies for her. Mercury involved with Saturn as Amartya Karaka gives very slow, methodical, detailed, analytical research work. But since it's with Mars and Jupiter, it might be more prone to doing that in terms of secret services, in terms of law enforcement. Something working in the background. I don't see this so much as occult as much as law enforcement. It is sitting in the sign of Aries in the 8th. And Virgo is a sign of systematic execution. It's a detailed analysis ascendant. And ascendant Lord is also sitting in the 6th. 10th Lord is also sitting in the 6th. If you go by the main system, see? Let's go through one by one. Saturn is Amartya Karaka, those two tables there. Represents discipline, structure, responsibility, patience, and long-term institutional work. Career orientation could be all of these, corporate, government service, industries tied to engineering and administration. By the way, Saturn plus Mars also gives engineers. Law, finance, and structured public roles. The attitude is one of persistent, methodical work, daily work. And since she is a Virgo ascendant, this will be dominant. Natal chart analysis, placement in the 8th house in Aries. So something to initiate in terms of research. And since this is the power combination, Saturn plus Jupiter plus Mars, it is very strong. In Aries, it wants to initiate some rules and regulations, initiate some activity pertaining to law enforcement, could even be a police officer, for example. Career involves transformation, crisis handling, other people's resources and research. Of course, these are generic points of pertaining to the 8th house, so it will give only generics here. Field could be finance, insurance, taxation and wealth. I don't see much of wealth here, although Mercury is sitting in Aquarius. The drive of Mercury is to acquire wealth here. Aries adds initiative and courage and creates turbulence and sudden changes in career path. Those are aspects of the 8th house, typically. Conjunction with Mars and Jupiter. Saturn plus Mars, like I said, is engineering, construction, law enforcement, project management, military or technical fields. Aries provides a lot of logic. Aries provides a lot of initiative to work. Aries provides a lot of logic, and the Lord of Aries is sitting in its own sign. So there's a very strong Mars there. It's a lot of logic involved. With regard to career, right? We are talking about careers. Careers that involve logic. Mars and Jupiter will again give engineers in construction. Saturn plus Jupiter gives law, judiciary, policy, consulting and senior advisory roles. Now, in this term, because it's sitting in Aries, the drive is more to initiate stuff. So I would say more like police, more like law enforcement on the streets. Saturn plus Mars in Aries will become a police officer, for example, or even a military strategist because Jupiter is sitting there. That would be pretty much the natal chart. Now let's see what Emily's Navamsha chart gives us. Now the Navamsha chart of Emily shows something like this on your screen. She's a Taurus ascendant in Navamsha. Mars and Jupiter have gone to the 4th house, aspecting the Saturn or Amartya Karaka in the 6th house. But Saturn now is in Libra in the 6th house. So again, it shows systematic work. Saturn is very good in 6th house because it is systematic daily work which grows with time. It is not something in a hurry. But once again, being aspected by Mars and Jupiter in Leo, she might be doing this for the government. Sun also being placed in the 8th house, as you can see there. Okay. The dispositor of the 4th house is sitting in the 8th house. So something secretive, something doing behind the scenes. Because even Mercury is placed in the 12th house, Ratmakaraka. All of these aspects you have to consider. See where the dispositors are, which houses they are. Even if they are not aspecting directly from the Gemini point of view. So, Mars, Jupiter, policy making, logic, law enforcement, Leo, in the sign of Leo, so government, something to do with government. Leo is the sign of governance. Okay, policy making of law enforcement for the government. And since Saturn is sitting in the 6th house, it has to do with daily work. Your daily work might involve that. And the dispositor of The fourth house is in eighth house. So very secretive sort of work. Imagine a secret service kind of work. And always behind the scenes. Why behind the scenes? Because the Atmakaraka is sitting in the 12th house with Moon. It may be even secret service of foreign policy. But it has to be a daily work. Saturn is a daily work, not so much of a manager. But more of a determinant of like a laborer class. Like somebody who works daily, administrative roles. Okay? That's what the soul path here is. The soul path is sitting in the background. It will drive this person, Emily, to work in the background scenes, making policy as a backdrop, not so much in the forefront of policy making. And it might be related to something law enforcement, military, judiciary, and so on. I can see more like a judge because Saturn is in Libra, the planet of choices, the sign of choices. So Libra, Saturn Libra can make a very good judge of people, working for the people in the sense of proclaiming judgment on people because it's a choice sign. Okay, now let us conclude something for Emily and see where that goes. Now there's the conclusion slide of Emily. Okay, the conclusions are listed on the left, natal and Navamsa charts on the right side of the screen. Okay, what are the highlights? First of all, 8th house. Amartya Karaka, Saturn, is in the 8th house, conjunct Jupiter and Saturn in Aries. So there is a strong initial drive, but there is an aspect of instability, sudden breaks in career, ups and downs in careers. Saturn delays, recognition is slow, suggesting an early struggle in career paths and heavy responsibility. Mars influence gives potential for conflicts. Also work related to conflict resolution like law enforcement, like judge, like I spoke of earlier. Balance is required between Aries aggression and Libra diplomacy. Why is this suggested? Simply because in the natal chart, Saturn is in Aries, Navamsa it goes in Libra, opposite sign. Success indicators. Saturn is exalted in Navamsa, be seated in Libra. Eventual mastery and fulfillment in profession is suggested here, later after 30 years old. Aspect from Mars and Jupiter from the 4th in Leo. Mars is exalted once again, both in Navamsa and natal. Natal it's in its own sign in Aries, natal Navamsa it's in Leo. So there's a strong drive to work, and being 4th house, let's say work for the masses. Jupiter also is exalted in the 4th house, although not so much in the fire sign. Therefore, aspect from Mars and Jupiter strengthen the technical ability. Mars and Jupiter both aspecting Saturn in Navamsa is increasing the technical ability. Detailed oriented work. Saturn in 6th house gives a detailed oriented work. Plus, she is a Virgo ascendant in natal. So there is already an individual who wants to work in a very detailed fashion, slow and methodical. So this is helpful. Career matures into law, administration, senior advisory roles with long-term recognition. There's a strong alignment, and this is crucial to understand in the Jaimini system. There's a strong alignment between Amartya Karaka and Atma Karaka, both linked with service, intellect, law, and institutional order. Judge is more like I see it because there is Jupiter aspecting in both places, natal and Navamsa. Final synthesis. Emily's Amartya Karaka Saturn shows career centered on disciplined service and structured responsibility in the field of law, I would add. Likely professions, law and judiciary, there you are. Judge, legal advisor, policy strategist. Finance and banking, well, not so much. Engineering project management, could be. But again, not so much. It is not sitting in so much earth science as much as it is sitting in air science. These are all my projections. If you have some different take on it, you can leave it in the comments. I would like you all to study with me. We are like co-students, okay, more than a teacher. Academia advisory roles, well, not so much. Maybe teaching in government circles later, close to retirement. Trajectory: early technical finance administrative work. Middle of her career, she might be in consulting, law and judiciary. Later, in senior advisory roles in judiciary, policy and academia. Government is more like how I see it, because Mars and Jupiter are in Leo, like I said, and Leo dispositor sun is sitting in Sagittarius, so it's more like advisory role to policy making in terms of law enforcement. This is generally how I would sum her reading up. To conclude, always remember to look at the ascendant sign, in this case being Virgo, so the person is intent on systematic work, that's her drive. The Lord of the Ascendant and Lord of 10th is also equally important to see if they become Atmakaraka or Amatyakaraka. Second, what we saw is the relationship between Atmakaraka and Amatyakaraka, that is your soul and your life path, which is there in both her, in her natal chart, not so much in Navamsha. See, Mercury is not aspecting Libra as far as Gemini rule is concerned in the Navamsha. So although she might be using Mercury a lot in her physical reality, her internal self is more driven towards rules and responsibilities. See how I'm analyzing this. Follow the analysis. And if you have some other comments, you can leave it in the description box. I will see you in the next case study. Meanwhile, take care, share, and be happy.